Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Think with Full Brain, Strengthen Logical Analysis, Invite Breakthrough Ideas, Level Up Interpersonal Intelligence, and Unleash Your Brain's Full Potential, written by Saum Bothla. Narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. One of the saddest experiences that can ever happen to a human being is to awaken gray-haired and wrinkled near the close of a very unproductive career to the fact that all through the past years, he's been using only a small part of himself. Orison Swett Marden. A quick story. One day, a professor entered his classroom and asked his students to prepare for a surprise exam. They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to begin. The professor handed out the test papers to students with the text facing down. After he disseminated them all out, he asked the students to turn over the papers. To everyone's surprise, there were no questions, just a black dot in the center of the paper. Obviously, the students were confused about how to deal with this surprise test. The professor, seeing the expression on everyone's faces, told them, "I want you to write about what you see on the test paper." The students were still confused, but they started on the mysterious task. At the end of the class, the professor took all the answer sheets and started reading each one of them out loud in front of all the students. All of them, with no exception, defined the black dot. Some tried to explain its position in the center of the sheet, while others described its size. A few others talked about the color of the dot. But every answer targeted the black dot. After all the answers were read, the classroom was silent, waiting for the right answer to the confusing surprise test. Now, the professor started to explain. He expressed, "I'm not going to grade you on this. I just wanted to give you something to think about. No one wrote about the white part of the paper. Everyone focused on the black dot. And the same thing happens in our lives. We insist on focusing only on the black." Chapter 1. Why IQ Doesn't Solely Determine Your Thinking Abilities. Almost all men are intelligent. It is method that they lack. F.W. Nichol. Busting the IQ is everything myth. Before we explore the anatomy of the brain more deeply, let's address one of the biggest myths that cripples many people and prevents them from starting to think differently. They believe that thinking smarter requires a higher intelligence quotient, IQ, and that a lower IQ renders them less capable of thinking in a holistic manner. But this is primarily due to a lack of clear understanding of the concept of IQ. To dispel this myth, let's briefly look at the origin of IQ tests. The original IQ tests were developed in the early 1900s. And their main objective was to help predict which children were most likely to experience difficulties in school. An IQ is calculated by dividing an individual's mental age, measured by the test, by their actual age, and multiplying the resulting quotient by 100. The resulting number is your IQ score, and it's compared to the rest of the population on a scale of 0 to 200. While many tests have been developed since the IQ test's inception, such as the Wechsler Intelligence Scale for Children, WISC, the Stanford-Binet Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale, 3rd Edition, WAIS 3, the Kaufman Assessment Battery for Children, KABC-2, etc., the major thing all IQ tests have in common is that they measure a person's cognitive ability, specifically, their ability to solve simple and theoretical problems. When you examine the list of people with the highest IQs in the world, you wouldn't recognize many names. Many of the world's most intelligent and famous thinkers. 2. How many brains do you have? Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. Lao Tzu. It's an intriguing title, isn't it? If someone had asked me such a question only 100 years ago, people would have already declared him or her mentally unfit and advised that he or she visit a psychiatrist. But today, with the evolution of neuroscience-based research and enough technological advancements, most people know what is inside the brain. Also, we briefly touched about this in the introduction. In order to get a detailed perspective, let's look at some facts and studies related to the evolution of the human brain. Before 1950, humanity's view was that the essential part of the brain was the left hemisphere, i.e., the same side of the body that housed the heart. Around the 1800s, there was evidence that it was only the left brain that understood the words and language that humans speak. The other hemisphere of the brain, i.e., the right brain, was considered to be retarded and instinctive, and it was widely regarded that it served its purpose in the primitive age, but with the technological advancements, it had outgrown its importance. And therefore, according to scientists, the left brain was considered superior. But it was only in the 1950s when Roger Sperry, famous for split-brain research, discovered that the right brain is, in fact, the superior portion of the brain. He stated, "The so-called subordinate or minor hemisphere, which we had formerly supposed to be illiterate and mentally retarded, and thought by some authorities to not even be conscious, was found to be, in fact, the superior cerebral member when it came to performing certain kinds of mental tasks." Chapter 3. How to Think with Your Full Brain. The goal is not to be a master of one or all styles, but to gain an awareness of all the styles so that you can honor your strengths and cultivate situational smartness in your areas of dullness. Ned Herman. From a physical structure perspective, we've described the two hemispheres, left and right, of the brain. Furthermore, we've also examined, from an evolutionary perspective, the three different types of brains, reptilian, mammalian, or limbic, and primate, or neocortex. Let's keep the momentum going. Now, what if we told you that our brains have four parts? This is not literally true. However, we can divide the brain into four parts from a functional perspective, explained later in greater detail. But before we continue to divide our brains into further sections, let's understand a few more things. Though we already talked about different functions carried out in the left or right brain, that doesn't mean that neurons in our brains restrict themselves to specific hemispheres. As you've just learned, our brain works through a powerful network of interactions between neurons through synaptic connections. That interaction doesn't happen exclusively on the left or the right side of the brain. A common misconception about the left and right brain is that our thinking preferences result from one single physical part of the brain being more connected, stronger, preferred, or more active. But this is not the case. Thinking requires the activation of multiple specialized, complex networks that are shaped by experience and become stronger over time. Furthermore, these richly interconnected networks learn by adjusting the degree of interconnection, strengthening or pruning it over time as needed. A great example of this is an unused... Chapter 4. Effective Ways to Strengthen Your Logical Thinking Skills. It's the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Aristotle. To make decisions and solve the problems of this world, we need to understand how our thinking process works and how others think and perceive the situations they confront. As Einstein once rightly said, we can't solve the problem with the same level of consciousness that created the problem. Therefore, the journey of human evolution is all about self-exploration and about how we think about ourselves and, accordingly, how we act and behave in the outside world. You are now equipped with an understanding of how our thinking processes work biologically and how people can have different thinking preferences. You're already moving in the right direction toward becoming a holistic thinker. Let's shift gears now and be more tactical and practical to develop our thinking in each of the quadrants one by one. In this chapter, we'll cover the ways to sharpen the front top left quadrant of your brain, quadrant A, and understand how you can improve your logical thinking abilities. First things first, let's understand the origin of the word logic. The word logic comes from the Greek word meaning reason. The world definitely places a high value on people who display strong logical thinking or reasoning skills because their decision-making is based on factual data. In most cases, people don't want to make decisions influenced by emotions instead of facts. Logical thinkers observe and analyze phenomena, reactions, and feedback, and then draw conclusions based on that input. They can justify their strategies, actions, and decisions based on the facts they gather. They don't go... Chapter 5. How to organize your thinking to get things done. For every minute spent organizing, an hour is earned. Benjamin Franklin. As the name suggests, organized or sequential thinking is of the utmost importance when you want to get things done with the utmost precision. Organized thinking enables you to make plans, structures, and set up clear processes for taking all the steps needed to attain the desired action. If you're already inclined toward this preference of thinking, you know how satisfying it is to see the clear structures, steps, and processes for getting things done the right way the first time. You know that you can't run any mechanical plant, factory, or any other well-defined system unless you have clear, standard operating procedures or processes to carry out different activities for manufacturing any product with particular standards or for operating any other system. Those who have the least preference for this type of thinking may spend all of their efforts to avoid it, but they need to understand that this thinking preference can't be ignored entirely, as this type of thinking actually gets the things done at the ground level. Regardless of the amount of breakthrough creative items you have, or the amount of logical analysis you've done in any situation, nothing moves the needle until you test and execute those plans at the ground level. And that's where the rubber hits the road. That's where you come to know the real challenges or problems that need resolution to move forward. Organized thinkers plan out a step-by-step system that provides the certainty of a positive outcome. I'm not even suggesting that if you don't enjoy this area, you need to master this area. No, you don't need to. But in understanding and knowing. Chapter 6. Acquire interpersonal intelligence to get along with people. We shall not perish as a people, even if we get our money supply wrong. But if we get our human relationships wrong, we shall destroy ourselves. Right Reverend Robert Runcie, Archbishop of Canterbury. Okay, we covered the logical or sequential left-brain thinking in the previous two chapters by learning the ways to improve your logical or rational thinking abilities, as well as your sequential or organized thinking abilities. Now, let's shift the gears and come towards the right side of your brain. The right side is emotional, imaginative, and creative. As you learned in the previous chapter, this thinking preference is more inclined towards people. This is the segment of the brain that talks about teamwork and considers people to be the most important element in any decision-making process. This aspect of thinking works on the principle that if you have a better connection with any individual, you have to communicate less and get the maximum impact. However, if you don't connect with someone at a deeper level, there will always be a communication gap. You won't be able to seek the full engagement of the person concerned. The precise equation can be framed as below. A higher level of connection yields lower needs to communicate, yields better results. A lower level of connection yields a higher need to communicate, yields suboptimal results. People who are not able to understand and empathize with others find it difficult to complete work requested from others and are not able to understand what others expect of them. So there will always be friction between them and other individuals. Unless you are already more inclined toward this thinking preference, the techniques suggested in this chapter. Chapter 7. Unleash creative thinking to explore endless possibilities. Creativity is intelligence having fun. Albert Einstein. Without creativity, it's not possible to come up with many good alternatives to solve your problems. Your thinking becomes stagnant if you don't use your mind's creative abilities. Most people, if asked about their views about creativity, would think of some type of artist with long hair so deeply immersed in their art that they wouldn't care about how they look to the outside world. Almost an odd one out kind of person. But that's not the right way to look at creativity. In fact, creativity is not some unique domain reserved specifically for artists, writers, or musicians, or any other so-called creatives. Rather, it's one of the most important skills in the modern business world. As per one recent IBM study titled Capitalizing on Complexity, which was based on face-to-face interaction with the top 1,500 chief executive officers worldwide, one of the top three key traits that leaders are looking for in their talent is creative thinking. If you're reading this book and you lack creative thinking abilities, you won't be able to tap into the full potential of your brain. This chapter will change how you perceive creativity while stripping creativity itself of its mystique. Trust me, if you can generate ideas that deliver results, they will have the potential to shift the trajectory of your personal, work, and all other aspects of your life. Let's first briefly examine what creativity is. Professor Margaret Bowden from the University of Sussex has been researching the science of creativity for more than 30 years, and she has explained the concept of creativity in the detailed manner below. In conclusion, the empires of the future are empires of the mind. Winston Churchill. You can only go so far with one thinking preference. Often people become egoistical about their particular thinking preference, but that's a very limiting approach. If you were given a choice to run a car with 1,000 horsepower, would you still feel proud to drive a 500 horsepower car? Obviously, no. Having read this book until the end, you now know that thinking with your full brain potential doesn't mean that you can't have any specific preference. While you should strive to strengthen your primary thinking preference, at the same time, you should nurture other thinking approaches to become a holistic thinker, to make better decisions and solve complex problems faster. To put it simply, you need to become situationally whole-brained so that you can handle different life situations that arise while dealing with people with a variety of different perspectives and thinking preference. I sincerely hope that you have learned quite a few ways to develop different types of thinking preferences. The objective of putting all this information together was twofold. First, you'll further nurture your own preferred thinking style by learning effective techniques. And second, when you learn about how the other thinking approaches work, you can implement the strategies necessary to develop other thinking preferences. I also hope that you realize that merely by becoming aware of these multiple thinking approaches, you become a bit more flexible and willing to understand a multitude of situations and a variety of people in a more holistic manner. Lastly, if you want to improve your life in all aspects, you need to tap your mind's full potential and think flexibly in a holistic manner. Let me conclude. This has been Think with Full Brain. Strengthen logical analysis. Invite breakthrough ideas. Level up interpersonal intelligence. And unleash your brain's full potential. Written by Saum Bothla. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Saum Bothla. Production copyright by Saum Bothla. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.